I need to write all that down and throw that back into my bio. I like
Well, you should. I mean, your brain has to be fast. Otherwise, you don't make it through Top Gun school. And then you get machines that go, what, Mach 3, Mach 4, whatever they do, right? So it's lightning fast
close
machines.
To Mach 2, yeah, close to twice the speed of sound on the F-18. Not as fast as some of the big Russian airplanes, but I think I got it up to about 900, maybe 1,000 miles an hour in my time.
Golly, I should do that at some point. Here's I went to your page, edrushforamerica.com, and anybody listening, you can do that. And I did that because, okay, frankly, I didn't know who you were. Wanted to look you up, wanted to find out more. And you say it's time to end the two-party system. And the first thing you address is third parties never win. What makes you so sure? And you point out the fact that you believe this entire two-party system is completely, let me use the C word, corrupt, correct?
Well, I think at this point, I mean, we've gone a really long time with two parties. You know, we had our first president, George Washington, who was a nonpartisan president, almost as though it was designed that way. In his farewell address, he warned of several things. One of them was a growing military state. Another one was hyperpartisanism. And ever since then, we've had a two-party system that really has done nothing more than divide our country. I mean, if you look at this, like the other day, I was playing baseball with my boys. I have two boys, 11 and 10. We had a number of families that joined us from just a local community. We were just playing. I was pitching. You know, I was pitching, and there was probably 10 or 12 kids out on the field, all different walks of life, all different races, all different ages. And I looked up in the stands at all the parents that were sitting there talking to each other, and I thought, you know what? Not one of them is talking about politics right now. And I guarantee in the stands there were the people as far on the right, as far on the left as you could be. But human beings, as people, we don't argue about stuff like that unless it gets forced into the center stage for us. And I think, you know, the two-party system at this point has become so corrupt, and it's created such anger and anxiety inside of our country. And you can see it. The roots are beginning to crumble. The Democratic Party is split easily into two factions. The Republican Party was for quite some time split into two up until recently. And if you look at the last election, Bernie Sanders is not a Democrat. And Donald Trump really wasn't a Republican.
Well, that's exactly true.
See the,
yeah, you're exactly right about that, Ed. I mean, Bernie Sanders is a communist, and Trump is an opportunist, I think is a fair way to put it. And nothing wrong with that. It's what they are, and be honest about it. But your concern here is that we have two morally bankrupt parties in control of the country because they decide the congressional districts, therefore they can decide who wins the Electoral College. They have control over taxation. They have control over where it gets spent. They have control over our military and everything else. Two parties. That's it.
Controlling everything. And I always ask people, I just say, look, what's your big issue and how's it going with that? And I'm telling you, I ask people on the far right, on the far left, people in the middle, it doesn't matter to me. They'll tell me their big issue, and every single person, to a person, will tell you how disastrous they feel about their particular issue. And I'm like, that's the way the system's designed. It's designed to make you upset, to drive money and fundraising around one thing, and then to never, ever solve that problem as long as the live long day. And I think there's a solution for that. Look, according to a recent Gallup poll, 61% of America believes that they would vote for a third or nonpartisan candidate if they were given a viable option. And, Steve, I plan on giving them a viable option.
So how do you do that then? I mean, do you seek the endorsement of one of the smaller parties? Do you seek your own personal endorsement? Do you create your own political movement? How do you get to the point, Ed? Ed Rush with us here on the program, running for president 2020. How do you get there and being nonpartisan? Because everybody's partisan to themselves, to beliefs, to agendas, to ideology. Everybody is. How do you do it?
Yeah, it's easily the number one question, right? Because you have, I mean, for example, right now, Elizabeth Warren's heading to Iowa with a massive machine behind her to go ahead and caucus. Now,
She'll fit right in Iowa. I know a lot of people, yeah, she's right, cut from the same piece of cloth. Anyhow, go on.
Yeah, I mean, her chances are actually potentially lower than mine, frankly. Yeah, and look, I already know what I'm doing is a long shot.
Right.
The way to do this, I think, I mean, you have to just build a movement. And I think America's ready for this. I don't think the movement that I'm creating is would have been possible 20 years ago, probably not even 10 years ago, because there's two things at play. Number one, Americans actually don't change anything when things are just okay. Like, for example, in the 80s, when Reagan was in office, things weren't great, but you know what? Things weren't that bad either. They were just okay. But right now, the tension inside of the nation is we're ready for it. The second thing is, given the mass access to media, social media, to the ability to impact people directly into the airwaves, I think that the time is ripe for a candidate to come out who represents America and the unity that we have actually as a country, and not this massive partisan divide. And
I agree.
One of the first things we need to do is reform this gigantically huge behemoth of a government that has completely wasted our country at this point.
You have four promises on your webpage. Again, that webpage is edrushforamerica.com. Number one, I promise to lead based on what is moral, right, and just. I will never vote against my own conscience for any reason. Number two, I promise to lead based on what is best for America. Number three, I promise to lead based on what is best for my state or district. And four, I promise to lead based on what is best for the world. Now, it's that last one that, you know, how can you do two and four together? Because sometimes those things are not going to line up properly. Doing what's best for America doesn't necessarily line up with what's best for the world. We've learned that a lot. And I don't disagree with the current president that we've been taken advantage of too many times.
Well, I actually agree with that, too. That's the reason why their order of the promises is the world comes fourth. I think it's important for the United States of America to be the best United States of America, in the same way that I think it's important for the country of India, where I'm about to go speak in a week and a half, to be the best country of India, the best country of Australia. Because if each of the countries are the best version of their country, we're going to have the best version of our world. The reason I wrote those four promises is really simple. We have a system where politicians base their decision-making on four criteria. Number one, what will get them elected? Number two, what will get them money? Number three, what will get their friends elected? Number four, what will get their friends money? And it used to be that they didn't talk about that stuff, but now they talk about it like it's open. I mean, they say, hey, like, this won't get me elected, or this won't get me. They talk about it actually in front of people. That's called corruption. But when they admit it in front of everybody, it's called institutional corruption. And what I'm trying to create is, frankly, far greater than the presidency. I'm trying to build a new generation of leaders, actually, Steve, people who believe in morality and what's right or wrong. I think we should start voting for our political candidates based on character. Nowadays, we vote because of our issue, but they don't ever deliver on our issue. And so
not often, that's
I think it's
sure.
important to vote based on character and vote people who will vote their conscience.
EdRushForAmerica.com, the place to find out more. Ed Rush, our guest, former Top Gun graduate, Marine pilot, and best-selling author. Ed, I have to leave it there for today, but I'm going to tell you something. When you come back, you have a fascinating idea on how to solve the national debt, which I happen to think might be on the right track, but we have to leave it there for now. Just tease the folks. If they want to find out more, EdRushForAmerica.com. Ed, good conversation. Thank you for being here, and I will talk to you again.
Thanks, Steve. I'll be back.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. Dot, dot, dot. JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? Question mark. We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at ya, boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
That's not cool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.